The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Tonight is the finale of Ashley and Evan, and we have all the analysis and recap for you. So don't go anywhere. It's starting right now on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Something. Evan Ross's voice. You give me something.
I know all the words.
I can't believe that today is our last episode of Ashley and Evan. But appropriately, the first song that we were introduced to, I Do, is the title of tonight's episode, I Do. It is the season finale of Ashley and Evan. Could it be the series finale? I don't know because no word of a second season yet, but as a refresher, I'm your host, Caroline Thayer, and I have a lovely panel of ladies with me. Sitting to my left is...
Hi, guys. Hey, Jay here.
Susan Pinkney.
And I'm Maddie Pox. Happy to be back again.
Yes, I'm so happy to be back. I was not here last week, but full force ahead, we are going to talk about so many different things. We're going to start with the confidence that Ashley has been struggling with throughout the course of her entire life, which is revealed in this episode. We are going to be talking about the importance of family and marriage. And we are also going to obviously be giving our opinions on tonight's episode. This one was definitely my favorite because I felt like everything came full circle. And we also saw Jessica Simpson and Tracee Ellis Ross, two of the amazing sisters of Ashley and Evan. Maddie, what were your initial thoughts on this episode, though? I know you enjoyed it because you're sitting next to me and we were both laughing.
I loved it. I think it's really funny, or it was really funny, and I'm really jealous. I really want to be part of their family because they all just, like, support each other so much. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they were just... That last performance they did and all their friends were there and they went into the crowd and everyone's, like, hugging. It was just... It was a really good episode. It was amazing. I loved it.
Haley, you have some thoughts?
I feel like Ashley was very relatable, and just you can see mm-hmm. how human she is at the end of the day. She's done this before. She's been on stage multiple times, but mm-hmm. taking a break, I think, for anyone can be really nerve-wracking when you feel like you have to prove something, too, to get back up there. So got to see her very vulnerable this episode, I'd
say. Yeah, and you make a good point about proving something that Ashley has definitely kind of shown us throughout the course of the show, that she's vulnerable and... It reaches, like, a climactic point, I think, at the end. Susan, do you want to add anything?
Of course. My thoughts, overall, I loved how it felt like a documentary from beginning to end, first episode through the last episode. And I loved how tonight they basically pulled the curtain back. It was, like, behind the scenes, 100%. They talked about the mics getting wet, hair extensions getting wet, changing the decor in the house for the cameras. Like, I felt like it was, hey, y'all, we are being raw, we are being real, and this is how we're going to show you that we're not hiding anything from you.
I love that. I feel like that's how the audience connects even more, because you see that they're not trying to put on any fluff. They
Absolutely.
Admit, like, yeah, you know, this looked better this way with the countdown on set, and that's so real. So yeah. I hope they get a second season.
I think it was just nice to see a married couple on TV that isn't, like, super eccentric. They're just very down to earth, if that makes sense.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Now that I'm thinking of it, most any show that is going to show a couple on TV, it's all about their drama and their fighting and their mm-hmm. problems. But this kind of seems like one of the rare occasions where they show that. It doesn't have to be that way to be entertaining.
Yeah, which is what I think we've been maybe missing in reality television, what makes Ashley and Evan so relatable. But I also think that part of the reason why this show is so great is because it touches upon real life issues. It touches upon race, it touches upon music, it touches upon body issues, and that was something that we were introduced to tonight. And you know, throughout the course of Ashley and Evan, we've seen Ashley struggling with her confidence. And we're wondering, does that all just stem from this one event at SNL? And we learned tonight that growing up, she had a lot of, you know, personal body image issues. Susan, were you surprised by that revelation?
I wasn't. I didn't know the extent of it for her. And I certainly didn't know that, you know, at one point she was eating just one, you know, bar, protein bar in the morning, and then that was it. Of course, no one would have known that. I think tonight was probably the first time she revealed it. However, I just know living in LA, living in Hollywood, when I talk about eating burgers and fries, or I talk about eating pizza, or, you know, having a carbonated drink sometimes, people will flip out. Like, they think that's amazing. Like, what? You don't care? Of course I care. I care, but I'm going to continue to be me, and, you know, I don't have the same particular body issues that other people have simply because I embrace my curves and all that. But that's all brand new. You know what I mean? Like, that's not something that people have been doing for a long time. Sure. And Ashley, even in the Los Angeles culture and entertainment culture, she's on the thin side. So I know that obviously that means either, you know, she's not eating a whole lot, or, and of course, her natural body, like what she was born with, what she was created to be, her own metabolism, but what her physique was going to be anyway. She's a small person. You can tell by her bones. She's a small frame person. But you can tell that there are certain people who are very, very conscious about what they eat. And I'm sure being a dancer that she faced it a lot more than the regular entertainment person.
I'm confused, though. Are you saying you don't think she eats?
Of course she eats. Of course she eats. And I think that she's healthy. But I feel like, especially being in Dallas and having a family where you know, people are eating ribs and people are eating, you know, carbs and all those things. And for her to be real thin coming out of Dallas, you can tell that there was always something where she was very conscious about what she was putting in her body.
And she even said getting accepted into the ballet school at 11, you know, she's a young girl and she's just looking at all these other girls around her. So she acknowledged it's not like, you know, I thought I was heavy or anything like that. But when you see every other girl is doing this, you naturally are going to think that's what you should do too. Mm-hmm. So she didn't have anyone telling her.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, and to come into puberty during that time, basically she's 11. She's, you know, she's transitioning as she's learning ballet. So she's going to try to embrace her thin ballet body.
That's all she knows. Yeah. You know, that's what she's told to do by the people around her, so why would she do anything different?
Yes.
And she's 11, you know?
And then also, obviously, she was, like, living in the shadow, not trying to make a reference to her
I song. I love that song
in the shadow of her sister, Jessica, who obviously was always super thin and famous, and, you know, she's around that, like, and she's younger than her, so obviously that pressure got to her.
Absolutely.
And I was going to say, Jessica was normal size at one point. Like, she was never a big person.
Okay, I think we should be cautious with just, like, the way that we're phrasing things, that there's no really normal in any part of the world. There's no normal in Hollywood versus Dallas versus Massachusetts versus New York. You know, there's
the girls. I just think you mean, like, healthy, not too thin, not overweight.
I'm saying
overweight.
That at one point, Jessica was on the thin side, a normal size girl. However, she was being, back then, fat shame. There was people who needed her to lose weight when she was a regular size, small frame person. Yeah.
When she did Dukes of Hazzard,
she had to lose weight. Yes.
Yeah. She was so, and
very tiny.
Yeah.
Well,
you can't win, I think. You
just that's Hollywood.
I think that the positive thing that came out of this episode was that she went and talked to young girls and wanted to have a conversation about how, and almost make light of the fact, you know, when I was in this industry growing up, when I was your age, I really struggled with the way that I looked. Let's talk about it. Again, bringing back what I said before, that this show tackles issues that most reality television shows are not focused on. And I think that also shows that Ashley is just passionate about ballet, but also about the consequences that may come with being in an industry where physique and your look is very important.
I imagine talking to the girls in the dance class was probably a really cool, rewarding kind of full circle moment for her, because she literally got to be the voice for those girls that she never had. So I think that probably felt good for her to know she could have changed someone's life. Who knows what path they could have gone down if maybe they didn't hear that. And coming from someone like Ashley, she's cool. Little girls are going to listen and believe what she's telling them. So,
and I think it's great that she did not make it normal. However, she made it something that people can have a discussion about and not feel ashamed.
Being honest that she struggled. Yeah, absolutely. She wasn't trying to put on any face. I liked seeing that a lot.
Yeah.
And it also just talks... It showed another element to her confidence issues, which we've seen throughout the course of the show. You know, we thought that maybe it was because of the traumatic event with SNL and also just how you recover from something as polarizing as that. But also, I think if you've grown up with a lot of insecurities, it's hard. But Maddie, you touched upon this, I think, that it's really cool when... your confidence like lies within yourself, and so that's how she finds her confidence, by just being herself. She's not gonna like pretend to be anyone else. Do any of you feel like living in Los Angeles and being in the entertainment industry has made it difficult? I mean, obviously, Susan, you just touched upon this, but made it a little bit more difficult to find confidence within?
I can say this. There are a lot of times when if someone's dressing you for wardrobe, they'll say size 6 or smaller. Anything over a 6, they don't even want to see you. And actually, if you get to a 6, they're looking like they're frowning. Mm-hmm. Like they're thinking, oh, my God, she's a size 6. So, yes, of course, if you want to work in this industry, there's certain, you know, certain norms that you have to stick with. And some for good reason, some because, you know, sample sizes, some because that's what's available, whatever. I get it. But absolutely, I feel like you encounter it every day, either subliminally or overtly.
And with social media, you just you know, go to your explore page one time and you see perfect people. It's hard not to, but I think it's talking about it like we are, being real about it. And, you know, it's going to be there. So I think it's confronting that it is there and just knowing the ways to handle it in a healthy way for you. And you can... want to be your best self, and you can want to look a certain way just as long as that's what you want, not because you're doing it for other people. I think that's where the healthy versus unhealthy line.
I can't even imagine being Ashley, I guess, and having millions of followers or whatever. And it's not even like we can all go on the explore page and just be like, oh, I wish I was that or whatever. But she has all these people commenting, being like, oh, you know, you're too fat, you're too skinny. I can't even imagine going on social media and having that following and just...
I feel like I would have to disable the comments if I had that type of fame because, I mean, you're human at the end of the day. Comments like that, words can hurt. So I definitely, especially growing up in the industry so young, being in her sister's shadow, coming to this point where she is now, where from the outside it looks like she's doing amazing, but I definitely understand where that fear may come from.
I think also, though, something that we should touch upon is how Evan has affected Ashley and how Ashley has affected Evan and how they share clothes. But before we do that, I know that we have a really special message for all our fans who have been diehard and watching this show, as well as obviously Ashley and Evan. But Maddie, I know you have something to say.
I do. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and your help AfterBuzz, and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us to be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you guys. And also, a new thing is you can find us on Spotify podcast. Yeah. So if you're ever, you know, stuck in traffic or just want to catch up on
if you're ever stuck in traffic out here.
Yeah. <might happen. laughs> Ashley and Evan. Well, we don't know where our listeners are coming from, but Ashley, you want to catch up on the Ashley and Evan after show, you can find us on Spotify podcast, iTunes podcast, really anywhere you can find a podcast. But let's talk about what, it's a great transition segue, how Ashley and Evan are really focused on their marriage. All these other things that they've, you know, dipped their toes into, the Zadig and Voltaire fashion line that we saw last week, their music, which we've seen recurring throughout this entire show, nothing compares to their marriage. And I think another way that Jessica Simpson. No. Another way that Ashley and Evan have kind of found confidence is by being true to themselves, being true to their marriage, and they also don't have a problem with sharing clothing, which I know may sound like very trivial and not relevant or important, but there, I think there's a certain type of confidence that a man can wear women's clothing and a woman can wear men's clothing that, again, they're introducing to television fans and to the world. So
I agree. There's such a cool swagger with just like wearing what you want and rocking it, even if it's not traditional in the sense you make it traditional for you. And
yes.
People don't question it if you have the confidence to do it, which they both clearly do.
Yeah, and I think the confidence also stems from their support of one another. Looking back at the show, Maddie, can you name or pinpoint a moment where maybe you thought Evan and Ashley, just like marriage goals, where Evan and Ashley have decided, you know what, let's put everything else aside, marriage comes first?
Well, actually, I was going to say, I love how they have a sense of humor about everything, and that life-size cutout of Evan was hilarious, but then I love how she, like, shows up to the rehearsal, and she has a life-size cutout of her, there's nothing better than having a sense of humor, so I think that's pretty, like, good for relationship goals. In my opinion.
No, I totally agree. I think that's indicative of the fact that they can joke with one another. And something that maybe was annoying Ashley, just like a tinge, she kind of let it roll off her back and then incorporated herself into the fun. Susan, can you think of a moment when you thought Ashley and Evan, goals?
I can reach back to episode one, where Evan had an opportunity for a movie and they never told us what the feature was. However, he, of course, chose his family to stay at home and to spend time with them because he was just returning from shooting Star. So obviously you're only going to be hot for a little while, or you're going to have, you know, moments. They address that tonight. The reason why he's so close to his sister is because they both are in the entertainment industry and you have your moments of being hot. So you're only going to have, you know, short spurts of time. And for him to actually turn down a feature, that's saying a lot.
Yes, it definitely is. I mean, you're turning down the opportunity to have income for your family, but you're also taking time away from your family, and
It's gotta be a tough decision.
That's the point of, like, what is values? Like, what is more valuable, time with your family or money? And clearly, I think that we see that Ashley and Evan value their time together. Haley, do you have a moment where you've just absolutely fawned over
these two as a couple? I don't know if any moment in particular, but I just think the fact that she is so vulnerable and open when it comes to her music, and he even commented seeing her up there in her element and doing her craft is such an amazing thing. So I think that the fact that they share that together just goes to show how comfortable they are with each other, and to find someone where you are 1000% yourself and you show every side pretty
quirky,
ugly.
Yes.
That's what I think, like, true love, true connection is. Like,
absolutely.
You can't hide when you're pouring your soul into your music that way.
We talked a little bit about this off camera, but what I noticed in tonight's episode was that, you know, Ashley is obviously putting herself back into the music industry, but Evan is also releasing music. He's being vulnerable with fans, with his family, with people that may or may not like him, but his main concern is Ashley. What does that say to the character of Evan, to you guys?
He's just selfless, and he loves her more than her.
He's a loving, supportive husband.
Yeah, which, again, I think, you know, is evidence to the claim that marriage is their number one. They have their music and they have their extracurriculars, they have their friends and they have their family, but when it comes down to it, this show is called Ashley and Evan, and it is about Ashley and Evan.
I think they know that that's the foundation, and without that foundation, none of it would be there.
Even
they have to keep that.
his last words tonight where he was like, you know, if you're lucky last enough words, to oh my find God, that's it. So yeah. No. So when he said, if you're lucky enough to find it, like he knows that what he found with Ashley is special. Well, is and he said it's once in a lifetime if you're lucky enough to find it. So he knows that not everybody's going to be as blessed as they are, right. But obviously I've never it's a felt huge more single blessing. Than seeing no, I teared up. I honestly felt for a moment, I was like, that was so sweet. And for him to acknowledge it, yes, mm-hmm. he means it. He loves her. Yes.
I have a quick question for you that I was thinking about. Almost everyone on that show has actually been married twice or has been divorced. So Ashley is divorced. She was married to Pete once prior. Her parents, Tina and Joe, are divorced. Ashley – or Evan's parents are divorced. Jessica Simpson is divorced. Like, obviously, some of them have been remarried. But coming from a family, I mean, I don't know if anyone has personal experience from kind of different types of families, but coming from families that are quote unquote broken or separated, do you think that that's put more of a focus on marriage for or played a role in how Ashley and Evan view marriage?
It's an interesting point. I think, if anything, it's probably taught them some lessons, and I think going through it personally and then seeing their parents go through it, I'm sure that is a terrifying thought, if not already existing in general, but just having experienced it, that would be, you know, terrible to happen again. So I'm sure that, you know, they're doing everything in their power even more so that that doesn't happen for them. But I really hope it doesn't with them. They're so cute.
I don't think that.
What do you think about it?
What do I think? I think that it definitely will play a role in a marriage regardless. I mean, I am not married, but I could imagine the first thing, you know, you think about when you get engaged to somebody is like, I really don't want this to just be temporary. You want it to last forever. I mean, that's what vows are. How appropriate. I do, you know, when you say the title of this episode, the first track off their EP. And I think that, again, like, wow, really full circle. It's just kind of bringing it back to the marriage that, yes, I think that their past has definitely impacted the way that they view each other and why they put each other first, why their marriage is so important. Because, I mean, Ashley has seen a marriage fail. So
it's another thing to put it in a song like that, to literally put your I do in a song. Yeah. I only think that that would be even more special and powerful to them.
I mean, not to digress, but we were talking about this earlier, and Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have called off their engagement, and on her album, she has a song called Pete Davidson. You now have that permanently a part of your life. So Ashley and Evan having this song, I do, I really, really hope it's set in stone and stays.
And the reality TV show curse of the relationships of how many in the past have not.
I mean, Jessica and Nick Lachey.
But like we said before, this does feel different. When you watch it, a lot of times reality TV shows are trying to get the couple to throw in the most drama to be the most exciting. But I think, shout out to producers, they seem to really allow them to not have this crazy drama, and we still loved every episode. So I think that's actually a really good message to hopefully lead to other shows that you don't, like, we all love the drama, I'm not going to lie, but it is nice to, like, watch a couple get along and not be at each other's throats. So maybe we'll see more of this, and hopefully season two with them.
Yeah. Which is a great segue into how the role of family has been a constant in this episode, or in this episode, but really throughout the course of this show. And tonight we saw Jessica Simpson for the first time, and we saw Tracee Ellis Ross. We had a more like intimate moment with her and Evan. How do you think having two older sisters has, and also just being in the shadow of people like Diana Ross, even though that's Evan's mother, and Jessica Simpson, has bonded Ashley and Evan? Maddie, you want to start off that one?
Well, I have older siblings, or older sisters, so, I mean, they're not famous like Diana, or, you know, like...
No, but, I know what you mean.
But it definitely affects you, like, being the younger sibling, and then seeing them do all this stuff, and people always compare you guys, so it's good they can bond on that level. I guess it's different, because it's an older sister to a guy with Evan. But obviously they come from, you know, families with siblings, so they can get along and talk about that together. And it's good they have both a support system. So
it's nice when you can learn from your family member. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to go through those hardships or learn those, you know, make the same mistakes. You basically get to take the best parts of what they've already learned and been through and experienced and apply it to your life.
Yeah, I like that.
Something that I know was touched upon in last week's episode was how involved Tina is involved in both of her daughters' lives. And obviously, Diana is very involved in all of her children's lives. I think we've really seen throughout the course of this episode or course of this show how important and involved and intricately, like, intertwined these family members are with one another. Do you think, like, looking back at, you know, stripping away, you know, raw talent that clearly Ashley and Evan both have, they would have succeeded without the influence of, you know, their parents and their older siblings? Let's just be real. Let's be very, very real.
Fortunately, we will never have to know. That's good.
Yep, but that's not the question. Yes. I'm saying let's be real.
And of course, I mean, again, whether your family, you know, are contractors or, you know, engineers or whatever, absolutely. You're going to get a leg up or a step up based on what your family influence is, who their connections are, who their agents are, you know, who their managers are. So absolutely, not only from their talent, like the actual talent portion of it, but just from the business side of it, they were able to leap past their peers who may have been equally as talented.
Right. And I think just because Ashley did have her career early on and then coming back, I think obviously her parents being involved in the industry played a big role in her initial start, but to come back the way she is, I think that's where the talent steps in. You know, I don't know if this would have happened if she wasn't good enough to be back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Only to play devil's advocate though, like we saw last week that Tina is now vamping up a shoe and handbag line for Ashley, and she said something along the lines of, you want me to make you a $1 billion company?
Mama wants that cut.
Yeah, literally, where is that Kris Jenner 10%? But she said something that was alluding to Jessica's $1 billion line. And I think that parents, momagers, dadagers, did I just make that up? I don't know.
It works.
like, they have their influence, and they actually, I mean, you make a good point for her to go away for so long and then come back into the industry. That shows pure talent. But she already had a voice, you know, which was struck at an early age. Maddie, what do you think? Do you think they would have been successful had they not had successful parents or siblings?
I mean, there's that saying, it's all about who you know, like in, you know, entertainment, business and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of celebrity kids who do the same thing as, like, Ashley and Evan or whatever, and they have their, like, 2 seconds of fame, and then they, you know, they're out of the picture, and they try and come back, and no one cares. In this instance, I think they're both talented, Ashley and Evan, and they, you know, their music and their talent speaks for themselves, so I think, you know, without their parents, I think they would have still been famous or at least a little bit. I think so.
They would have been able to make a living in the industry, but probably not be Ashley and Evan.
Yeah. It may have been a harder journey to get to where they are.
Yeah.
And like Susan said, you know, fortunately, we don't have to know, but I was interested and curious, if, you know, in another life, what the situation might have been. But this show really does focus on music, and I know that we have our special segment, which is Sample That Song, coming up with the song Susan wants to share with us. What is it, Susan?
So first of all, the EP was released on Friday, as we talked about last week, and so we have I Do, Paris, Safe Zone, I Want You, Tonic, the last one is Home, so we'll listen to Home for a second.
I like the opening.
The song gives me chills.
Gets me in my feels.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
I like that it starts with Ashley.
This little house that I made for myself keeps me occupied.
Little we heard this in the episode
isn't
tonight.
It? Mm-hmm.
Little house.
I really like that it's Ashley starting to sing, because oftentimes we hear Evan first.
This one, of course, it has the country music feel a little bit. And then the fact that she's talking about home, it just, to me, it rings this beautiful sentiment that we need in this world right now. And she's talking about her little house that she built. And of course, you know, that's more family than anything else. And it's just so beautiful to hear her, like, it's the ode to their life and their lifestyle.
I feel like this is the type of music that makes you feel something. You know, we have those songs we turn on for fun and to let loose, and then this is something that makes you like, oh, when you hear it, you can't not go somewhere on your own journey of what she's talking about. So it feels the most raw to me when I hear this one.
Their entire album definitely evokes emotions. I mean, even the titles of the songs, I do.
To circle back around Caroline, I know that it's like having a favorite child, which no one should have one, but what was your favorite song from the EP?
Oh, my favorite song is always going to be I Do. I will always be I Do because I think it plays such an intricate part of this show. Not only, it's kind of like a double entendre. It has, first of all, it's, again, the title of tonight's episode, but it also has a more permanent, like, universal value of I Do, like, what that means to a person, but it also has a meaning specifically for Ashley and Evan. If you listen to the words, you just see how much they love each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like, it's crazy to me. And when they played it for Diana in the first episode, it's like, oh my God, she loves it. If Diana Ross loves the song, I'm going to love the song. Ooh, sorry. So getting really excited over here. But yeah, I think always be my favorite EP of Ashley and Evan. How unique. Their show is Ashley and Evan. Their EP is Ashley and Evan. Yeah.
How do you think they had a conversation about, like, whose name gets to be first? How do you think that played out?
Oh alphabetically.
Yes, that is exactly how it is.
I wanted it to be a juicier story than that.
He was probably like, babe, you just go first.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because, you know, in the beginning of tonight's episode, they were like, who's more into or, like, kind of psycho about taking a picture and framing a picture? And she was like, it is Evan. It is absolutely Evan. And he kind of was just like, yeah. So I feel like he's just kind of complacent and goes with it.
He wants to make her happy.
Well, another way to make Ashley happy is to, like, let things roll and let things happen as they're supposed to. Now, this ties into some baby news and some tour news. Haley, I know you got that gossip.
I got you, girl. So Ashley was so nervous in this episode to even get in front of her friends at the listening party. Let's talk about breaking down that barrier, because they're going on tour in January. Woo-hoo! So it's so exciting. I know they're trying to figure out the dates because they want to bring the kids along, and I think that'll be so great for both of them, because that was her biggest struggle that we saw. So her getting through with her kids, I think, will just tie it all together for them, give her back that confidence. And then we're talking babies. So Jessica, obviously, with her baby news, she's going to need a party. So Ashley already said she will be the one taking care of all that. So just add another thing to her list, as if they're not busy enough. She'll be helping Jessica out with the party. Mm-hmm. And then she's talking about more kids for herself. And it seems like she's adamant. She's saying absolutely more kids. It's not a Hollywood rumor. She wants them.
I was kind of hoping that and tonight we would find out maybe there was a bun in the oven. But I know we have a clip of kind of like a little bit more information. So let's throw to that.
I want the coats.
Ashley, you don't know this, but the last time I saw you, I was like, you know, what's coming up for the future? And you were like, more babies. So you feeling right? He's like, the pressure's on.
It's on. No, definitely more babies in the future, for sure. Right now, we're finishing our album, and then, more babies, for sure.
Speaking of babies, you're about to be auntie again.
I know, and it was so a big excited. Surprise. Yeah,
ooh, definitely it's talking about
such
Jessica.
A great surprise. So, yeah, we're all so excited.
Okay, so I think that that's
great. Jess is doing great.
A good sign. Like, she's definitely going to have more kids. And also, what I think is fun about this episode, or this little clip from E! The AMAs last weekend, is she said that we have to finish our album. Now, Susan, you just said that the EP dropped on the 12th, so which was last Friday. I'm wondering, is a full album coming out?
I hope so. And I hope they bring the cameras back in to finish this documentary.
We can leave basically. Hanging
season two. Yeah, literally. Showrunners at E, we would like a season two. This is our formal invite you to make a season two.
We don't ask for much. Come on.
Yeah. Now, like we said, we're not really sure if there will be a season two, but what are your predictions? Let's get into them before we have our final farewell and sign off.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. So, Susan, what do you think for Ashley and Evan? Where do they go from here?
Well, I predict that they're going to continue on this upward trajectory because, first of all, they had their GMA live performance, which it was Ashley's first time performing live on national television in 10 years. And so she killed it. When I say killed it, I mean killed it. Yes, slayed. It was awesome. And you could see her, like, her confidence. The more she sang, the more her confidence grew. She did a little riff at the end.
That's a nerve-wracking like, set.
Yes,
too.
She was amazing. And so I feel like this show was not only great for us, it was therapeutic for them. So my predictions are they're just going to keep doing Ashley and Evan, and we're going to keep loving them.
Yes. Yeah. Haley, do you have some predictions you'd like to share?
My predictions are based on how well the tour does. I think that will be very telling. Mm-hmm. I hope for their sake. I think they're talented enough. I believe it's going to do well. So I think just seeing the reaction the tour pulls in will foresee what's to come for them and if they'll get. I would like to think season two should be happening by now. So I don't know when those timelines kind of work out.
It'd be fun to see them on the tour, yes, going city
that's
to
what
city,
I would
too.
Love to see.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. Season two, hopefully, is like them on the tour of us. And on then, the you know, all, well, hopefully there's no drama, but drama unfolding on the tour. Maybe someone gets pregnant.
Maybe. Small spaces. Who knows?
Yeah, well, they also said in that AMA's clip, you know, I think Evan mentioned how they're trying to work out their own kids' schedules so that they can come on tour. I don't know about you, but, like, if my parents were rock stars, I'd be like, bye, school. I'm going on the tour bus. Because I don't think you have an extended break over, like, maybe 2 weeks is the maximum time you get off.
Probably be homeschooled, I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's what Ashley did and Jessica did when they were growing up. But I would like to think that, you know, they have a little baby in the future. I love when cousins grew up at the same time. So now that Jessica's pregnant and having a girl, like, let's pop out another Ross.
Keep it coming.
So, like, let's get a boy in the mix. Maybe an Evan Jr. I don't know. But we will have to wait and see. In the interim, though, unfortunately, this is our last show. And we have had a blast speaking with you guys. Like I said, in the interim, where can we find you, Maddie, so we don't have to, like, lose your face?
On Instagram, at Maddie Pox, MaddiePocks. Thank you guys so much for watching. I had an amazing time.
Yay!
Susan Pinkney, SUZQ90210, and I will miss you guys. Thank you so much for watching.
I'm at HayJ_HayJ_. Bye, guys.
And I'm Caroline Thayer. You can find me at Caroline J. Thayer. Thank you guys so much for watching. We've had a blast at the Ashley and Evan After Show. And we will, you know, be on our social media. So follow us and maybe you'll hear about a season two. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.